Yesterday, Jill was up at Training for Supernatural Ministry, which is a course that she's doing with a number of other people up at King's Arms Church in Bedford. And Jill, could you just come and tell us? Tell us about the woman that you prayed for.
Okay.
And also tell us about the guy with the leg.
Okay, so we were in Bedford Town Centre.
Sorry, the guy with the leg. Okay, yeah.
It was really unusual.
Nobody in Bedford has legs. Okay. So, we found him, though.
So we go out and all across Bedford Town Centre, we're all doing different things, but I'm in the spiritual readings group. Basically, people come into our little gazebo that we put up in the town centre. They choose to come in, and we do, and it says spiritual readings this way. And then when they come in, I say, yeah, we're from a church, just going to listen to what God has to say for you, and basically speak truth and prophetic words over them. So a lady came in, her name was Jen. She, I said, oh, why have you come in? And she said, oh, I've just had a terrible week. She said, on top of, I think she was a widow, she'd lost something really important during the week, and she said it was a it was precious to her, but it wasn't financially, but it was just a memento, I think. And then she said she couldn't find it, and her son wasn't well. And so we just prayed for her. And when we were praying, I just looked down, and she'd got on like Converse trainers, and I just felt God say she's a dancer. So I said, were you a dancer, or are you a dancer? And she said, I used to do lots of dancing. I lived in London, and I used to go up to the BBC and Channel 4 and do dancing in a group. So prayed for her, carried on praying for her, and I was reminded of the scripture where Jesus tells us the story of the lost coin and how he goes and he looks, the lady's lost a coin, and I said, you know, actually, oh, and that's right, she said that she'd been in a church in her teens, and she'd been very, what her words were, she'd been zealous for the Lord, and she'd done lots of evangelism, but since she'd left the church, she'd left the church, she'd moved on with her life, she'd kind of forgotten God, and not really, it hadn't really affected her life anymore, and just was able to pray with her and say, you know, God actually is looking for you like you look for your memento that you've lost, and he's looking for you, and he's drawing you in, and his love is towards you. And then we said, can we pray for your son? And he was actually going, she said he has really bad allergies, and so I said, oh, my husband had bad allergies. And I said, I've got real faith that God can heal that. So we prayed for her son for healing for his allergies. He wasn't actually there, and I don't really know how it was, but just the kindness of God. I think the lady I was praying with, she said, I just said, oh, are you all right? Is there anything else we can pray for you? Is there a miracle that you need Jesus to do for you? And she said, actually, I think he has already done it. Mm. And she was crying and welling up on the street. And the lady I was with said, I've never seen that. I've never seen the Holy Spirit come on somebody on the street. Mm. But I just think, you know, God, it was really for her. Mm. God wants to draw people back and show real kindness to them.
Yeah.
And the second was a gentleman who, he was sitting on a bench, and he was sitting on a bench because his leg was really, he'd had a terrible break sort of down the length of the leg, and he said he had shooting pains in the back of his thigh and his very bad mobility in his ankle. And one of the guys on our little group, he said, what's your pain level? And he said, oh, it's kind of, today is not so bad, today it's a 6. And but it's just, it always aches all the time since this break a year and a half ago, and shooting pains down his thigh. And so we prayed, just a really simple prayer, Jesus, you know, come and heal his leg. And then said, so how is your leg now? How's the pain level? And he said, it's gone from a 6 to a 2. And then we said, okay, we're going to pray again, and prayed again. And then he said, oh, look at the movement in my ankle that I didn't have before, that he could move his ankle from side to side.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Well done. It's just really exciting how, you know, God loves to move through us when we step out in faith. We're continuing our series in Luke chapter 6. So if you've got your Bibles, just turn to Luke. And what we did is that over the 2 weeks ago, we looked at that parable that Jesus told about not mixing new and old wine and new and old clothes. And really it was the thing of don't mix an Old Testament way of thinking and a New Testament way of thinking. And I think that this morning we have just seen so many demonstrations of grace at work in our lives. You know, God loves us. And actually, God is for us. No matter what we have done, it's no longer our responsibility, but it is God's responsibility. We looked at that, and then last week we looked at the whole thing of the Sabbath, that Jesus fought for us to have a Sabbath that we would rest on, that we would reflect on God's goodness, that we would enjoy him, that we would be secure in him, that we would trust him. And now we're going to read, I would like to do something just a little bit different. I'd like to read some verses from Luke chapter 6, and then a few verses from Luke chapter 7, make a few comments on it. But then I'd like us to have a slightly longer time to pray for one another, or to pray for each other, or to pray for some specific situations. Luke chapter 6, I'll read from verse 12. In these days, Jesus went out to the mountain to pray, and all night he continued in prayer to God. And when day came, he called his disciples and chose from them 12, whom he named the apostles: Simon, whose name was Peter, Andrew his brother, James and John and Philip and Bartholomew and Matthew and Thomas and James the son of Alphaeus and Simon who was called the Zealot and Judas the son of James and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a level place. With a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all the crowd sought to touch him, for power came from him and healed them all. And just skip on, can you, to the next chapter, chapter 7. I want to read from verse 1 to 10. After he had finished all his sayings in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. Now a centurion had a servant who was sick and at the point of death, who was highly valued by him. And when the centurion heard about Jesus, he sent to him elders of the Jews, asking him to come and heal his servant. And when these elders came to Jesus, they pleaded with him earnestly, saying, "He is worthy to have you do this for him, because he loves our nation, and he is the one who built our synagogue." And Jesus went with them. And when he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends, saying to him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. Therefore, I didn't presume to come to you, but just say the word, and let my servant be healed. For I too am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to this one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another one, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." And when Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turning around to the crowd that had followed him, said this: "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." And when those who had been sent returned to the house, guess what? They found the servant well. There is this consistent pattern throughout Jesus' ministry of people coming to him to hear him and to be healed and to have their needs met. And Jesus consistently responded when they came to him, and they were desperate. This centurion was desperate, and he sent people and they pleaded with Jesus and said, "Please come and heal this person." And it was just really good to know that Jesus has authority over the natural order of things. That is why he's called supernatural, because he is above the natural order of things. And back in Luke 5, verse 17, it says, "And the power of the Lord was on Jesus to heal." Now I don't think that was a moment where suddenly Jesus was walking around and they said, "Oh, bingo, I've got it. The power of God is on me to heal. Now I can go and do it." I think there was just the statement that is who Jesus was. The power of God was on him to heal people and to restore people. I don't know, I've told many people about the story that Jill alluded to earlier about when I was healed of a fish allergy. But just very, very briefly, I need to let you know that many years ago, I had a really quite dangerous fish allergy. It would have been, and I, at one point I went into anaphylactic shock, because I had some seafood soup that I didn't know was seafood soup, but it was dangerous. And if I had a little bit of fish on my hand unknowingly, it would burn me and I'd have come out in eczema. And then I went to this leaders meeting and this guy stood up and he said, oh, I'd read that morning about Jesus healing the centurion servant. And then I'd had this moment of this guy standing up saying, oh, I've been healed of some sort of like food intolerances. And then this guy said, so if you'd like to be prayed for, stick your hand up. And I just went, nah, not really. Because the thing is, it must have been, was it 8 years ago, something like that? It was quite a long time ago. But I had lived, you know, like 40 years or so with this thing. And it just, and I just don't eat fish. And I just, the kids don't eat fish and the family doesn't eat fish. And then, because it's quite a dangerous thing for me to be around. And I got so used to it. And then I thought, well, I've got a slightly dodgy elbow. I'll stick my hand up for that. But it wasn't really because I had a lot of faith, if I'm really honest. I just thought, well, we're in a meeting. I might as well. You know, like, I haven't got much to lose. And my friend who was sitting next to me, who leads a church, and he like rebuked me, actually. He said, what are you doing? We'd been on holiday together. And he knew the extent of this fish allergy because there'd been times when he'd cooked fish on a barbecue and I tried to clean it up. And I thought I'd got boiling water on my hand, but it was a little bit of fish. So he knew it. He said, what are you doing, Duncan? Why get prayed for? So anyway, reluctantly, I said, okay, right. And then was prayed for. And if I'm really honest, you know, it wasn't a pleasant experience, actually. But it felt like something almost demonic was coming out. You know, I felt like I wanted to vomit in the middle of this meeting with all these other leaders. And I thought, this is going to be really embarrassing. Why throw up here? And anyway, I had a dramatic encounter. And I knew I had been healed, and then I came back home the day before we were going on holiday, and I said to Jill, I think I've been healed, I think I'm going to eat some fish. And Jill said, no, you're not going to do that. Because God may be good to heal you, but I want to go on holiday. So, I mean, you know, I don't really want to dobber in it by any means, but you know. But I remember sitting up in the bathroom surrounded by an EpiPen and all these antihistamines, you know, I'm not joking. And I thought, okay, I'm ready to do this thing. And I remember eating this little bit of fish that was like the size of a, you know, it was that amount. And I remember putting it on my hand because I knew that it would burn me if it was a bit of tuna. And I put it on my hand and nothing happened. And then I thought, oh, I'm going to rub it in and nothing happened. And then I took this little bit of tuna that was mushed up and put it on my lip because I knew that actually your lip, it will get into your bloodstream really quickly on your lip. So I thought, okay, I'll just put it there, nothing. And then I thought, I'm going to put it in my mouth. And then I thought, blah, I'm going to eat the thing. It wasn't a great deal. But, and then subsequently, you know, I don't know how, it wasn't too much long later, I ate a whole plate of sushi, just raw fish. Now, Jesus says here that the power of the Lord was on him to heal. But what about us? Just go to, if you've got your Bibles there, just look at John 14. John 14, verse 12. This is Jesus saying, Jesus said this, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these he will do, because I'm going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I'll do it. So I thought this morning, what would be really good to do would be just to put it into practice straight away. And I'd love to pray for us. Now, I believe that the more we pray and the more we pray for healing and the more we pray for God to work in our lives, the greater opportunity that we have for God to do it. Now, I'm not afraid to pray for some people and for them not to be healed. I'm not fearful of that. But I am fearful of not putting into practice the words of Scripture when he says greater works will be done. And so do I come here because I feel I have a healing ministry? No, I don't actually. I come here because this is what it says in the Bible. This is what we see. And actually, if we don't get the opportunity to pray for it, oh, what are we doing? We're just talking something and we're never putting it into practice. So that's what we're going to do. And I want us to have the opportunity to do this. Firstly, what I'm going to do is I'm going to list some of the things that I would like us to pray for. And if you want to respond to any of them, then that's fantastic. And if you don't want to respond to any of them, then can I ask you to be the people that will stand alongside them, put your hands on them, and pray for them to be healed or whatever. Okay, so that's, I just need to let you know that's what I'm going to do. I'd really love to pray for people with allergies because God broke through into my life. And if I'm really honest, I don't actually like eating fish. But I know God won a victory. I know now that if I eat fish by accident, I'm not going to go into anaphylactic shock. I know that. God is very good. And I feel that there is favor on us today for allergies to release their grip on your life. That's what I'm going to pray for. I think people just follow Jesus around because they were unwell. They had things that were going on in their lives, and they didn't have any other options. You know, there wasn't a great health service, and we couldn't rely on them. They just thought, oh, I've heard if you go there, then I can get healed, then people are being healed. And so they follow Jesus around. And so I don't have any sort of words of knowledge, but I just think if you're unwell, we'd love to pray for you. That's it, because the Bible says that we'll do that. I think there is, and I'll come back to it in a minute, that one of the ladies that that Jill prayed for said that she used to go to church, but she'd been hurt by church, and she didn't go back. And she almost like, you know, she lost her faith because of that. And I know from experience that actually in my own family, you know, some of my... one of my siblings used to go to church and something happened. Somebody said something to her. She's never gone back. And it pains me. But I think if you are carrying stuff about being hurt in a church, I just want to pray God's grace on you. I want to pray that you are able to let go of something in the power of God. But it will be a miracle. You know, I'm not saying it's easy, but I want to lay hands on you and proclaim God's favor and love on your life. But actually that you would let go of anybody that has hurt you in the past, because God has a far better thing for you. You know, we spoke about this, man. Jesus speaks a better word over you. Today, Jesus speaks a better word over you than anything else that was spoken to you over you. And then what I wanted to do is just, I just want to finish with a story and then we'll crack on. I heard recently about a situation where a woman had given birth, but she was in quite a precarious situation and she was very close to death, and she needed people to be with her. And she was in a church, and the church sent out a text message, and it said this, this lady is unwell, she's just given birth, we need people to sit with her in 2-hour slots for 24 hours around the clock. And this lady got this text, and she said, well, that's a bit odd. I've got, you know, like, I'm quite busy. I'm not really sure if I can do it. I'm not really sure how this is going to work. And then she thought about it, and she said, no, okay, actually, we're part of a family. I'm going to give myself to this person. 4.5 minutes later, she texted back. All the slots have been filled. In 4.5 minutes, the church had just signed up straight away and said, yeah, I'm there. I'm going to do a 2-hour slot. I'm going to do a 2-hour slot. And so she thought about it for 4.5 minutes, and she thought, I'm not really sure if I can, is that right? She was too late. And you know, I love that. I love that. And I know there's there is a text I'm hoping to send out this afternoon, actually, where there's a family that we just need to pray for her, for that family, their situation, their visa situation, all sorts of things. And I would love us to be in that same sort of position where you say, as a family, there's a, I don't know, however, 5, 6, 7, 8 of us, we're just going to go there for an hour and pray God's blessing on that family that they see breakthrough. Is that okay? Okay, should we stand? So those things that I've listed, if you do not want to respond to any of them, you don't have to feel guilty. You don't have to make yourself ill, okay, to respond, okay? If you don't want, if you haven't got anything to, don't worry. Actually, I need some people who are going to pray for each other, okay? Yeah, we need some healthy people in the church. And I just want to do this. I'm going to ask you, I'm going to list some of those things. And I just want you to put your hands up. And I want you to put your hand down when you've got two people either side of you, just putting a hand on their shoulder, and then I'm going to pray. So firstly, I believe God's got grace for allergies. Just put your hands up. If you have allergies, okay, just put your hand, okay. So, and if you're not going to respond, okay, just somebody, some go and stand next to some of these people, okay? We need, it, once you've got two people standing next to you, put your hand down. So you have to move. Yeah? Okay, right. Okay, is it, yeah, okay, over here. We can't trade allergies, by the way. Okay, so that's right. Okay. Oh, I've got this allergy. No. Okay. God is going to say, okay. If you are just unwell generally, if you've got something else, it's not an allergy, but you'd like somebody to pray for you, just put your hand up. Okay, there's, yeah. Okay. Fantastic. Are we going to do this? Okay, just, that's good. Okay, and then lastly, if you've just been, you've carried something where somebody has said something to you in a church, you've just felt a bit hurt from it, put your hand up. Okay, there's people there. If you haven't put your hand up for anything, can you gather around some of these people now? Okay, if you haven't put your hand up for anything yet, just gather around some of these people now. If you've got two people around you, put your hand down. If you haven't got two people around you, keep your hand up. Fantastic. Yvonne, there's somebody here? Okay. Okay. Right. Where is... Okay, let's just do really, really quickly. Sorry, I'm back. Michelle, just come down really quickly, can you? Just hold your hands wherever you... Or be ready to pray for them, okay? You don't have to get prayed for them just yet. We're just... Very quick. And then Jill. Yeah.
When we were worshipping earlier and we were talking about heaven touching earth, it just came to me that the sound of heaven touching earth is when... The person that's known only shame comes into the presence of God. They feel him lift their chin and say, I love you and I accept you. You are mine. So if any of you relate to that, I'd really, really like to pray for you. Thank you.
Fantastic, yeah.
Okay, this morning when I woke up, I had a picture in my head of a plant pot, but instead of flowers growing, there was just like grass weeds in there. I think somebody who feels, that's what you feel that your life is like. It's not fruitful, just weeds. I think it's linked to depression, and God wants to just shine the light of his glory over your life. Also, I had the word, a bruised reed I will not break. Mm-hmm. And maybe somebody with neck ache as well.
Okay. So if you respond to any of those things, just go and speak to Jill. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pray, and when I finish praying, I'd like the people around you just to pray. If you feel comfortable with it, if you don't feel comfortable, you can just watch, okay? I'm going to pray, and then after that, I'd like everyone else who's around them just to pray for you. Jesus. Lord, we just know that people consistently followed you because when they came close to you, Lord, you would heal them. And Lord, you said that we would see even greater things than this. And you said also that we haven't asked for anything yet in your name, so we ask, oh God, that your name would be glorified. And we want to speak to some of these allergies. We want to speak actually to all of these allergies. And we just see, Lord Jesus, around us more and more people struggling with allergies. And we speak to these allergies now and we say, Lord, release your grip on these people. Allergies be gone now in Jesus' name. We want to speak against hay fever. We want to speak against food intolerances. We want to speak against lactose intolerance. We say, in Jesus' name, be healed. Father, we want to thank you that you're the God who loves to come in healing power. People flock to you because power would come from you. But we declare now healing in Jesus' name. Healing in Jesus' name. We speak to these allergies and say, release your grip. Release your hold on these people now. Hay fever be gone. Hay fever be gone. Jesus.
We also want to people who are carrying illnesses and other illnesses. Lord, you said to pray that your will would be done and your kingdom would come on earth as it is in heaven. And so now we want to pray that your kingdom would come in our lives, in our physical bodies. We look forward to the day in heaven where there will be no illness and no backache, and there'll be no pain and there'll be no hurt. And we look forward to that day. But you said to ask for it and to bring it down into earth right now. So we declare now, illnesses be gone, be healed in Jesus' name, we pray. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed. Oh, Father.